Amen. Now, I want you to look with me in your Bibles, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. I heard someone say that fear is an acronym for false evidence appearing real. Because many of the things we fear don't even never happen. Fear is a spirit. Come on, let's say that together. Fear is a spirit. Let's look at 2 Timothy 1 and the verse 7. It says, for God has not given us. Come on, let's read it together. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I want us to just look at that verse for a little moment. Now, notice there is a fear of God which is called reverence, respect. He's not talking about reverence here. We need to fear God in the sense of being respectful to God, in the sense of honoring God, in the sense of showing reverence to God. That's not the fear he's talking about here. The fear of God is called reverence. This kind of fear that he's talking about is the spirit of timidity, a cowardice, a coward spirit. You know, it's amazing to me that we were talking about the children of Israel and how the fact that a journey that should have taken them 11 days took them 40 years. And most of them died in the wilderness. Why did that happen? Because God said, I would have taken them the shorter route, but if they see war, they're going to become so afraid that they're going to go back to Egypt. See, sometimes God could take us beyond, but whatever we fail to confront, we fail to conquer. Before you can conquer your fears, you got to face your fears. And even if you feel afraid, you got to do it afraid. Amen, somebody. And look what he says. Let's read that again together. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. So let's say that fear is a spirit. This fear here, timidity, is a spirit. Can you feel fear? And anyone here feel fear? When fear comes, sometimes your heart begins to beat faster. It even affects your physical body. When you feel fear sometimes, your hair begins to stand up, amen? And your heart begins to beat faster and you begin to shake. And fear even manifests itself in our physical bodies. It's a spirit, but it can affect our physical bodies. Amen? God has not given us. So notice some people say, you know, you need a little fear. Listen to me, child of God. Fear is not of God. You don't need a little fear. All you need is a lot of faith. Amen. Praise God. Fear is not of God. God has not given us a spirit of fear. But look at this. But of power and of love and of a sound mind. Child of God, you have the power. God has given you the power to overcome fear. I said, God has given you the power to overcome fear. Look at your neighbor and say, God has given you the power. If you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, you have the power to overcome fear. It's amazing that he says that God has not given us a spirit of fear. But then he says, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And as I'm here speaking, the Spirit of God has shown me that the Holy Spirit is the power. He says, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. So it seems to me that there is an anointing to overcome fear. That power is the anointing that will lift you above the fear. Hallelujah, somebody. But note, he not only said power. He said a spirit of power and of love. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So the Spirit of God is inside of us. The love of God is inside of us. And listen to me, somebody. If we become afraid, it messes even with our thinking. You know when you're afraid, you can't even think straight. I mean, have you ever gotten up to stand in front of a crowd and you had about an hour speech written out, and when you got up, you didn't even know what to say? Come on, somebody. And you begin to shake and you say things that you never thought you would have said. Why? Because you were afraid. See, child of God, when we are fearful, we limit the power of God to operate in our lives. Notice he said, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. When we are afraid, we limit the power. Fear will shut down the anointing. I said, fear will shut down the power. See, faith will tap into the power of God, but fear will shut down the anointing. And so the Bible said, you know, we should be bold, we should be fearless, and we should be courageous. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm bold, fearless, and courageous. Praise God. Now, I want us to understand that since fear is not of God and fear is a spirit, fear has to come from the devil. Anything that's of the devil is a devil. Amen, somebody. The Bible says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So when fear comes, you need to open up your mouth and speak what? Faith. We resist fear with what? Faith. Come on, say, I resist fear with faith. You know, someone was writing one day and the person said, fear knocks at the door. Faith showed up and nobody was there. Whenever faith shows up, fear takes off. Amen, somebody. Come on, say that. Whenever faith shows up, fear takes off. Amen. Now, I want you to notice that we resist fear the same way that Jesus resisted fear. How do we? Notice he said, submit yourselves to God. And when we submit ourselves to the word of God, we are submitting ourselves to God. Then he says, you resist the devil. He didn't say to call pastor or the elders over to resist the devil. He says, submit yourselves to God. The understood subject is you. You resist the devil and he will flee from you. And sometimes when the devil shows up, we're calling everybody to come and help us. But child of God, you have the power to shut him down. Hallelujah. I said, you have the power to resist the devil. Amen? How do you resist the devil? If you look at Luke chapter 4. Now let's look at Luke chapter 4 and verse 3. In Luke 4 verse 3, we see how Jesus resisted the devil. Because Jesus was actually confronted by the devil in the wilderness. The Bible said Jesus met the devil head on. And Jesus was tempted over a period of 40 days and 40 nights. But he met the devil head on. And the devil actually spoke to Jesus. Has the devil ever spoken to any of you? He spoke to me, even this morning. I had to rebuke him. Amen, somebody. I tell you, the devil will talk to you. Now, the fact of the matter is sometimes he speaks to us, but we don't realize it's him. Sometime a thought will come to your mind. And you're wondering, where did that thought come from? Sometime all of a sudden, just a feeling of discouragement will come over you, or a feeling of depression, and the devil begin to tell you lies. Oh, you're no good. Oh, nothing good is going to happen to you. All of that is of the devil. Did you hear me, somebody? He comes against our mind. See, the Spirit of God is in us, and God speaks to us from the inside out. But the devil comes from the outside in. Okay, he's not in us if we're children of God. Amen? The Bible says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen? So look at this now. How does Jesus respond when the devil shows up and begin to say things? And you may not believe he's talking to you, but a lot of times the thoughts that come to your mind, you know they're not of God. How many know that's true? When those thoughts come that are not in agreement with the word of God, that's the devil speaking. Amen. And sometimes the devil could use somebody to just say something insensitive to you as well, to rub you the wrong way. And sometimes we're busy getting upset at the person, but it's the devil speaking through the person. Oh, Lord, help me now, Jesus. I'm not calling anybody here the devil, but I'm saying the same way the Spirit of God could speak through a person, that Satan could speak through a person too. And we saw where Peter said to Jesus in one moment, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. The next moment, Jesus rebuked Peter when Peter was trying to tell him not to go to the cross. And Jesus said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. Did you hear me, somebody? So the God spoke through Peter one moment, and the next moment the devil was speaking through him. Did you hear me? So sometimes we're busy getting upset when sometimes, you know, people may say things to you, but you need to address the spirit. Tell your neighbor, address the spirit. Fear is a spirit. You need to address that spirit. Did you hear me? Address that spirit. And how do we address the spirit? We address the spirit with words. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Amen? The rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. Come on, let's say that now. And the devil said to Jesus, what did the devil say to him? If you are what? Now, how many know that if is a badge of doubt? Come on, say if is a badge of doubt. Whenever the devil shows up, he will bring fear. He will bring doubt, and he will bring unbelief. If is a badge of doubt. Now, how many know the devil was there when God said to Jesus, "You're my beloved son"? The devil was right there when Jesus was baptized, the heavens was open. He saw the Spirit of God descending in bodily form as a dove. And the voice of God said, "You are my beloved son, and I'm well pleased with you." How many know the devil heard that? Yes. Now here the devil wants him to doubt. And sometimes the devil will even get you to doubt that you're saved. Yes. Oh Lord, help me now, Jesus. Am I talking to anybody in the house today? You've been saved for 40 years, and sometimes the devil will tell you you're not really saved, or you wouldn't think. Now, this is what the devil does. He's tricky, you know. He'll bring the thought, some long bad word from here to there, and it'll come to your thoughts, and then the devil would say, if you were saved, you wouldn't think that way. But he's the one who brought it in the first place. That's not coming from down here. It's coming from up here, because the Spirit of God is down here. That's why the Bible says, casting down imaginations and reasonings and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God, and bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. So because you have a headache, or because you think the wrong thought, it doesn't mean that that thought was from you. Many times it's coming from the devil from the outside in. But if you don't take the thought, it dies unborn. And the Bible says, take no thought saying. See, you take it when you begin to think about it and say it. Did you hear me, somebody? So when the devil brings the fear, you need to say the opposite of what he's saying. Amen? If the devil says you're no good, what are you going to say? You're going to say, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen, somebody?